G-Dub, get that man a Shavits.
Hey, man, take off that kippah. This ain't Yom Kippur.
Fill that glass up with that kosher juice.
Hey, man, get out from under that chuppah. We need to listen to 97.1.
It's the Valley Stud. You know what time it is, player.
97.1. It's 8 o'clock. Time for hot talk.
Yeah.
Make sure the radio dial's in the right spot.
You know it
97.
is.
97.1, so time for earphones.
All right, folks. It's a great way to start. It is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we're live at 97.1 Free FM. Tim Conway Jr. and Brian David Whitman. Nice to see you, dude.
Timmy Conway Jr., man.
All
look at
right,
you, man.
Folks.
I said it, man.
A huge night tonight. We have the stars of KLSX with us. Of course, it is Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. Nice
yes.
to see the three of you.
Oh. Thank you.
Thanks
Actually,
for having us back.
Yes.
Actually, as
Thank
I
you.
Look at the prompter, I'm Laura Diaz.
Yeah, right.
And I'm Paul Majors.
And Paul Majors
is here.
Us. Nice to see you, Paul
nice
Majors.
See you. Thanks for having me on.
Too.
Oh.
Thank you very much. Right.
And I'm a Macy's Day Thanksgiving Parade balloon.
With very tan skin. Look at you.
Easy guy wire lady.
All right, guys. Thanks for coming in. There was some confusion earlier as to what the schedule was going to be tonight, but I'm glad that it was all straightened out.
Hey, is Danny Bonaduce going to be here later? Because
yes,
he's the big draw, you know.
Yes, 9 o'clock he'll be here.
You know, I'm very excited because, you know, we're on a big TV lot. You know, we go to, you know, a little radio station every day, no big deal.
Right.
So we go to the KCAL 9 lot. I'm turning in. I'm like, I'm really something, you know. And then we turn in, and I'm looking at the parking spaces. And I know how, like, big stars talk about they have their spot. And I saw Paul Majors, you know, like, wow, Lord, okay, got their spot. I'm driving in, and I see Bonaduce has his and then I see Kramer.
That's
and
right.
I go, Kramer, still, what the hell is it, Hamilton? Here it is, okay. But, like, for a second, I was pissed. Like, I thought, what the hell? Like, I got jerked around again. But I didn't.
There was a little dirt median between hers and ours.
So. I know. I was all offended.
Yeah, meanwhile, you go out and George Hamilton's having your car towed.
Do you see what a corn hick I am? I said, take my photo by my name on the curb. Let me point to it.
She laid down.
Although the labels were done with, like, a Brother P. Touch or something. Well, it wasn't terribly fancy, but it was still our names, and mine was spelled right.
Spelled correctly, right. It all matters.
And you know what's odd? I drove over at the KCAL lot here on Radford and Ventura, just east of Laurel, and I drive up, and there's a guy in the security booth. His name is Brian, and I pull up, and I said, he says, what's your name? I said, Tim Conway Jr. He goes, are you on Conway and Whitman? I said, yeah. He goes, oh, go ahead, without ever checking the list, right?
Yeah.
So if anybody wants to get on the lot.
Tim Conway Jr.
That's it.
Yeah.
Because he's also a big fan of Frosty Heidi and Frank.
He said that.
Met
yeah,
him.
Well, yeah.
Didn't
we
ask for ID, just right through.
Because last time we were here, it was
they strip searched me.
I need to see some ID, and I'm going, oh, I didn't really bring anything. And they're like, but this time it was Brian who said, oh, I love, go ahead. And I went, really? And I said, well, Frank Kramer's right behind me. And he goes, oh, okay, so you got
like,
right
I don't
on.
Know who that woman is.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got to investigate this. I mean, yeah, actually, all my suits and pants are made out of Velcro, so I can just rip them off quickly and get the strip search done.
No, but I mean, in a post.
Get on to work.
I just went into fantasy land with
in
you.
In a weird post 9/11 world, I mean, people shouldn't be accessing major entertainment lots this easily. Don't you agree, Paul?
I couldn't agree with you more.
Right. Yeah.
Well, they rip open your mail at work, don't they?
Yeah, they do. It's pre-read, pre-examined for anthrax or
and
something.
A lot of
it's
stuff,
always
yeah.
open.
Yeah, good stuff that we get we never see because somebody go, hey, I sent you a box of candles, like aromatherapy candles. Did you get them?
Yeah,
so
no.
I sent them like a month ago.
We
and
never
go,
actually get
no.
the cash payments for all those records we play.
Yeah, we get nothing.
That's why we haven't played the records yet, by the way.
Right, screw that.
The day you hear a song, we got the payment.
Best job in the building, the basement post office.
But who's the guy that that goes home at night knowing that he is the anthrax catcher? If anything comes in,
right.
it's him first.
He's the front line.
Yeah, right.
America, you know, we got a lot of brave Americans. We got guys opening mail, and they're they believe in freedom. I met a guy that holding a manila envelope, and. He had kids back at home.
Now, do you think when Al Gore went to see George Bush that they searched him?
Yeah. I'm sure they.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, especially searched him?
Yeah, extra scanning.
Well, my goodness, I guess this is what it looks like inside.
That's right. Make yourself comfortable, Al. Just don't sit by that big desk.
Well, I should say your predecessor used to have this room locked all the time. I've never been in here.
Yeah, they both look real comfortable together.
Yeah, didn't they in that photo?
But how annoying is it for Al Gore to go in there knowing that he beat George Bush in the first vote?
Oh, no, yeah. I always say,
how would you feel if you got 500,000 more votes than the other guy? He's the leader of the free world, and you're eating Twinkies with Dipper in Nashville.
You know, that's the deal.
That's Frosty's dream life. Yeah.
He didn't get a few more votes. He got 500,000 more,
right.
And he's with Tipper, just hanging in Carthage, Tennessee. And, like, you know, the other guy's living in the White House. It would seem like you were the most unlucky person in the world.
Yeah, I mean,
right?
if you pulled up to a blackjack table at Caesar's Palace and he sat next to you, wouldn't you move to another table?
Well, if he started commenting on the light bulbs in the casino or something.
I do believe they should replace those bulbs. I've got some back in the car, which generate less heat and consume less energy.
I'd say, Al, I'm just trying to get a 21 here, buddy. You know, please.
Do you think George let him try out the chair?
Well, go ahead and sit.
Is that tasteless?
I mean, if you got
while you're here.
Hey, by the way, want to try the red phone?
Hit launch just once.
Does the Oval Office have an oval crapper? Because if I was Al Gore, I'd have gone in there and left a floater.
Oh, yeah, you have to.
Al, I don't want to offend you, but you can't use that toilet paper. It's got the seal on it. You know, everything's got the presidential seal. No, I'll tell you something.
Al Gore has a leaf with him at all times.
I have some friends who are very conservative radio disc jockeys, and they were all radio talk show hosts. Forgive me.
Thank you.
And they were all invited to the White House, you know, to meet George Bush, and they were doing their show from the White House. And I'm talking guys like Sean Hannity and Mike
Al Rantel.
Right, all these guys, Mike Gallagher, you know. And apparently, there's a gift shop. If you are in the White House, and I mean, you're like, you've been received in the Oval Office, you've met the president. Apparently, there is a very exclusive, Frosty, I know, has got that inquisitive look.
I'm going, man. I'm going.
A very exclusive gift shop that is only open to people, I guess, who have been in the Oval Office or met the president or whatever. So after these guys had their little, conservative, with George Bush, they said, well, hey, you know, go ahead and,
pick something out.
Right, but Hannity had to leave, you know, but he had to go to a show. But he said to my buddy Mike Gallagher, he says, do me a favor. I mean, clear the shelves in there. Buy everything.
They made him pay for it?
Yeah,
I thought it was like pick yourself.
Yes, Hannity, clear the shelves. So, I mean, don't leave anything.
Don't you get like $20 free?
Drinking kiosk in the White House?
You could get like a mug, like an Oval Office mug. I mean, like really high-end gifts that only people who really have been in the inner sanctum are
cufflinks,
even
right.
able to buy.
Do the profits go to pay down the deficit or keep Social Security afloat? Is it going for the public good?
That's a lot of mugs.
Nah. Where's this money going?
Do they change products with presidents?
Well, you know, Tim, I've never been there, but I assume they do. I mean,
no more condoms?
Is there a clearance sale on the Taft merchandise that's still up there?
By the way, we need a restock in the Durex aisle.
Those things are going off the shelves like hotcakes.
I tell you what, I had some college friends come over those condoms. I mean, they were like hotcakes. They were just everybody, come on now. By the way, I think we're out of batteries. They're usually behind the counter over there. So I don't know if they changed the products.
All right. If you listen to Frosty, Heidi, and Frank earlier today, they were discussing, I think it was Frosty was discussing.
Going
home for the holidays.
I didn't go home for the holidays. I'm going to see him in Christmas. The thing with Thanksgiving is 30 days away from Christmas.
I can't
take them twice in 30 days.
So you don't go for Thanksgiving and Christmas?
No. I'll see him Christmas. I could not stomach the family for more than one time a year.
That's the only thing you can't stomach.
Oh, now he's funny.
You know, I save it for the Conway Whitman show.
Why waste it on our show?
Frosty, what don't you like about your family?
No, I like him. Don't take this wrong. It's just like at some point you're an adult too.
You want to lay down?
I'm too forceful, aggressive, and type A to go home and be pushed around by dad anymore.
Now, do you stay at your parents' house or do you stay in a hotel?
I stay at my parents' house, which is like bargain basement. Everything is generic. The toilet paper just says toilet paper from Russia. It's the most disgusting thing.
He got crabs there once.
I'm used to... I did. I got crabs from
you
my
got, wait, maybe crabs should... at your parents' house?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, that's a terrible thing to
I
say.
I slept in my mom's bed, and when I got home, I was itching. I didn't sleep anywhere else.
Gee, who wouldn't want to go home?
You know?
So your mom gave you crabs?
I didn't. I never brought that up with her because I didn't want to embarrass her. Where else would I get it?
Oh, no. Frosty. Wow. I'm so sorry.
I think they're crayfish.
Man.
It is Florida.
It's the mid. Oh, it's
there's crustaceans everywhere. Florida.
Middle.
So there's crabs everywhere.
Right. But not a bad title for your autobiography. Mom gave me crabs.
There's so many titles.
So wouldn't you pick that book up and leaf through it?
In parenthesis, and I liked it. Can I show you guys something?
Yes, sir.
I want you to tell me if you can guess what this is.
A crab.
He's digging into his pants.
Okay. What do you think this small metallic thing is? It's flat, for those who can't see through the speakers. It's flat, multi-layered, metallic looking. Is it a meteor? What is it?
Oh, my God.
It looks like your...
A weight for fishing.
Your grandfather's teeth.
No.
Something you found in your mother's bed.
No.
Size of the crab your mom
gave.
Yeah,
it's a fossilized crab.
You lost a filling.
No. It's a model of your brain, Frank. Actual size.
You should really replace those mercury fillings. They're dangerous.
I clean out my fireplace over the Thanksgiving weekend because I had nothing else to do. This is what's left in my hard drive that I roasted in my fireplace.
Oh, is that right?
Because you can't just put your computer in the black bin. You know, who knows? So I put it in the fireplace, and that thing disappeared. I found it. It shrunk to the size of a golf ball.
Who needs a crackling flame?
So entire hard drive.
All the porn is on that?
You know, you
I'm not going to answer that.
Right. You know, Grissom could probably somehow extract something out of there and find some sort of thread.
You know
of
what? I guarantee you, though, if Brian Whitman did that in his fireplace, he burned his hard drive down to that, he would still have to take that to Santa Monica Bay and throw it in the ocean.
He doesn't trust it.
He still doesn't trust
it. If you listen closely, I think you can hear children screaming from that rock.
Now put it up to your ear. See what you can hear.
I did something similar. Honest to God.
Sounds like the Vienna Boys Choir. They're kind of flat.
Look at the castrati's.
No, the truth is, I'm on medication. I think we all know this about me.
Shocker.
I've said on the air that I take Wellbutrin, and you know, I've Xanax, and I mean, they got me on a couple of different things, and you know, early on, you know, they try you on this, they try you on that, because you're totally, you know, you're depressed out of your head, and the psychiatrist is throwing samples at you, and you're walking out of there. It's like you're at Gelson's. He's got the shopping cart full of pharmaceuticals. You just push it down to the. So I became very self-conscious that like. Maybe the garbage men would be looking at the pill bottle when it was empty.
Oh, God, right. You and Frosty are
I burned
alive.
Them.
Jesus Christ.
That's good.
You
is
burned
that
the
right?
pill bottles.
I burned, because I was given Wellbutrin, and then I think Effexor he gave me. So I didn't want it to look to the garage people, men and women, the garbage people, that I was on all of this stuff.
And you live alone, so they assume it's just you.
Right. Because
Frosty
the doctor
would make Lou labels with fake family members. Grandma's on the Wellbutrin.
He's more of a worker than you are.
Right, no, but the doctor was experimenting, see what works for me, giving me this different medication. To the average person, it would look like I was just like a radical, you know, like Judy Garland or something. Pardon the reference.
Oh, yes. Right.
You know,
yes.
I know I'm a 35-year-old man, but
yes.
Judy Garland came
Judy
to
Garland.
Mind.
Yes, Lisa. I don't do Judy, but I do Lisa. Lisa mixed with Carol Channing. Oh, yeah. That's lovely. Oh, my husband David and I.
So really, it's nothing wonderful. Like Judy Garland.
Yeah.
But it's interesting. Brian, you and I really are so much alike because I'm self-conscious about them being able to see through the side of your grocery bag, the little thin plastic thing that
yes.
saves trees. They can see right through
they
there.
They can see right in. Now, Frosty, but I have to say this to you. You and I do have a lot in common, and about a month ago, maybe a month and a half ago.
Oh, here we go.
No,
the audience needs to hear this.
No, I beg of you, no.
No, they deserve to hear it and to know exactly what happened.
Great, another uncomfortable moment.
I'm leaving.
I don't want to be the guy at the station that brings uncomfortable moments to all of his coworkers.
No, I love it. Don't get me wrong.
Screw them. Help me out. Just tell me the story here.
All right, it's coming. It's coming. Please, we got all night,
this
Paul.
This is foreplay, Paul.
You're not on the air till 11, for Christ's sake. I mean, you do a half hour, you do 22 minutes in 3 hours. What are you rushing me for?
I might have a birthday during this.
All right.
Okay, let's hear your version
All right.
of this saga.
So Frosty sent me a very nice email, which I responded to. Also, I thought, very nice.
Very nice. Very cordial, friendly.
Very nice. Okay. And I remember listening to Frosty, Heidi, and Frank one afternoon, and Frosty was talking about President Carter and talking about the Carter Center and how he loved Jimmy Carter.
And I was actually in Carter's inauguration for the marching band. I'm not that old. But anyway, I was representing the state of Indiana in his inaugural parade. Right. So I have this bond. I saw Jimmy Carter. We locked eyes.
Okay. He was cool, hip, and happening.
I've never met Jimmy Carter, but I'm like a Jimmy Carter fan. Tim knows this. Tim tries to paint him as an anti-Semite and gets crazy. And I get angry. I really respect Jimmy Carter. I really have a thing for him.
We have audio of Jimmy Carter.
This is not Jimmy Carter. Do not play this.
This is Jimmy Carter giving a speech about a month ago. He's talking to a crowd down in Florida.
No, right. He's building a house for a homeless person. That's what he's doing with Habitat for Humanity.
I don't know what he's doing.
So anyway.
The Reich family.
I remember that Frosty was into Jimmy Carter. So this movie comes out, this documentary. It's called The Man from Plains by Jonathan Demme, the director. Mm-hmm, yeah. Unipol, you know him. I mean, he's no slouch. So I figure, I got to see this movie. It's a documentary about Jimmy Carter. I got to do it. But I have the OCD, and I can't go to a movie theater by myself. I can't sit alone in a movie theater. I just cannot do it. So I said, I know. I'll email Frosty. He's the only other person I've ever even heard who has this Jimmy Carter Jones. So I email him maybe top five world's nicest emails, inviting him to come to the movie with me.
Mm-hmm. Like seven or eight paragraphs on and on.
That's exactly how the kind of emails you send. You should relate.
It was very cordial. Depressing. It did invite me. Christ. And what did I say? I said...
No!
Send.
Now we know Frosty's still well enough to know that he didn't just say no.
No.
How exactly, if you recall, and I'm sure you do because you probably cry every night thinking of it, how did I word my rebuff, my rejection? Did I use kid gloves? Or did I just say... Hell no, I ain't hanging out with your ass.
No, but what you said was you basically revealed to me that I must have misunderstood what I heard on the air. Like a listener. Me. You treated me like a listener.
The thing is,
you wrote
you
like...
an autograph.
You said you'd take it to Ski Dazzle.
And then you said, but watch your mailbox for an autographed picture of the three of us. So rude.
And a Billy beer.
And I haven't seen the movie yet. So if anybody really likes Jimmy Carter and wants to go with me, I'll buy the tickets. I really want to see the movie. I mean, how rude is that?
Doesn't it sound like a wonderful, fun night watching a documentary on Jimmy Carter building villages for amputee Hebrew orphan amputees, whatever, with Dom
Christ.
DeLuise over here.
Oh, but Dom DeLuise. F you. Now, I invite, excuse me, add you now to the Likas list. F you.
I asked you out.
To go for to have a meal and to see a movie.
Yes,
and by the way, you don't get out that much.
I reserve the right to say no without being a total ass. How come you have to say yes when someone invites you out? I just didn't feel like hanging out with you.
Well, then...
I mean, I'm sorry. I mean, don't take it personally.
Well, how the hell don't you take that personally? I just didn't feel like hanging out with you.
I don't know how else to say it. I wasn't going to lead you on. I mean, you were like...
Well, I don't
like
want to get in your pants,
it just
Frosty.
Seemed like you were
I wanted
really...
to go see a goddamn movie.
Maybe I was reading into it. It just seemed like you were really into me or something.
You're
Let's go
a
see
nut.
A documentary on
You're
Jimmy
a...
Carter and have
was
coffee later.
Was that honestly your worry?
I get a good rate at Motel 6. We can spend the night. They have a
continental
breakfast the next morning.
Come to the movie, and then I want to bang
we're
you.
We're the same size robe. We can share a robe and flip-flops on the shower.
I thought that my screen name, I want to F Frosty at hotmail.com, maybe was a little, threw you off a bit, but you know, I'm going to tell you something about courtesy.
Okay.
Because maybe the woman in whose bed you got those crabs, maybe she didn't tell you this about courtesy. But when a nice person, and by the way, you initiated the email relationship.
All I did was say, hey, congratulations on your ratings or whatever the hell I was ingratiating you with. I didn't expect to be your best friend.
We didn't know that. By the way, we didn't know that.
Wait a minute. So you sent Brian a congratulations and he asked you out?
We didn't know that.
All I wanted to say was, hey, you guys sound great. I listen to you. Suddenly he wants to hang out with me. By the way, okay.
That is outrageous.
Let's just get it out.
No, that is outrageous.
Brian sent me a follow-up, which if you notice, you're on AOL too. You can check when someone reads it. Have you noticed I haven't even read your second email? It's listed as unread since like October.
You are such...
I refuse to answer it. Every time I sign on, it says, you have a mail. Yeah, I know it's Brian. I can't read it because I don't know I've read his mail.
You are such a bitch.
checking tonight. Says unread.
I don't care. You know what? You know what I'm going to do tonight? I'm going to unsend it. I'm going to unsend it. So you're going to never read it.
Doesn't
you're
matter.
Never going to have a chance
it
to read it.
Doesn't matter. They won't don't check to see if you've unread and, or unsend it. Doesn't
you know
matter.
What? And then don't go on the air acting like you love Jimmy Carter when you don't, because the people who really do like the former president and think he's a man worth seeing in a movie get the wrong idea, goddammit.
You don't know what it's like. I want to use my computer and play Slingo, and I got to use Whiteout to blot out your name up there. Email. I know.
Frosty, I'm going to tell you something. I have seen you in Burbank. You never didn't see me see you.
Oh,
but
yes.
I have seen you.
Where?
Eating alone, my friend. Sitting in a restaurant, eating by yourself. I said, oh, Christ, that's Frosty. I got to turn the other way. Because I was embarrassed for you.
And you were there alone, observing me alone.
So I sent you an email thinking maybe I'll drag this guy out of the house. He doesn't live far. We'll go to the movie, maybe go to Fuddruckers, talk about radio, and then I'll go home and he'll go home.
He loves Fuddruckers.
But you say no?
Not when he's there.
What the hell's wrong with me?
I want to go and concentrate on my hamburger. I don't want to listen to you doing stupid imitations of Bullwinkle all night.
You have to concentrate on a sandwich.
Honest to God, it was like
a burger bar.
It was like being in the second grade when you can't get anybody to play kickball with you, or you're the last person picked on the team.
You know, Brian asked me the other day.
You had no right to be that mean to me.
Brian asked me the other day. Brian said, "Do I rub people wrong at this station?" And I said, what are you talking about?
Oh, my God.
So what? If someone asks you out, you have to say yes? What, have we gone socialist all of a sudden?
You don't have to say yes. And you,
well, I didn't.
I know you said no.
You
and
know.
It's fine. But I have to say this to you. Oh, I have to say this to you.
Yes.
It bothers you that he didn't email you back.
It's eating me up. But never. My friend, I respect you. And
oh, I'm your friend now. No, see what I mean? My friend.
Never.
My special friend.
Never. Please, Frosty.
Never again.
Never again will I invite you to anything.
Jesus. I think that's what he was looking for.
Jesus, help me get over this internal pain.
He
How
got,
will I live?
I swear to God, I'll go through every host on this station before I ever come back to you.
Oh, and, please,
and,
no.
And by the way, Mr. Stillwell, I am a good friend. You really blew it, pal. You blew it. I'm a damn good friend. You blew it.
Great.
I buy nice gifts.
You'll
nice
never meet
things.
Another guy like me.
Yeah, right, right. You go out there, Frosty.
It sounds like a pleasant laid-back evening, doesn't it? We can go to Starbucks and throw caffeine at each other.
You know what, Frosty? Fine. Go to movies with other guys. Pick any guy you want. Have a good time. Go out with 20 guys. None of them. I promise you.
Okay,
we'll treat you the way I would have treated you.
Brian, I'll tell you what.
You know what? That's the first time I've ever heard two guys break up on the air.
Tim.
Who never went out.
Stay out of this, Tim. Oh, I guess it's your show. Okay, tell you
and
what.
And I still haven't seen the movie.
Maybe we should. Is it still on? I'll tell you what. Maybe I should go, because at least next to you I would look thin.
Oh, my God.
All right. All right, we got to take a break, folks. It is the Conway and Whitman
why
show.
Why am I always insulted by my coworkers, Tim? What do I do to people? I'm not a mean guy. Why is everybody on
Brian,
this station? Why, Tim?
As I always tell you, it's everybody else.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you.
All
thank
right,
you.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank are with us. Also, Paul Majors joins us. And we're live at 97.1 Free FM. In about 15 minutes, we'll be on KCAL, so turn your TVs on to Channel 9. And we also have to thank Lowry's for coming by. Yes. They gave us a great meal before the big show here.
And I'd like to thank Jimmy Carter for all the wonderful work he does for Habitat for Humanity.
Yes, yeah. In the Carter Center.
Okay. All right. It is the Conway and Whitman Show back live here on KCAL as well as KLSX tonight. And we're live at 97.1 Free FM. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM, broadcasting from CBS KCAL in the San Fernando Valley, joined by Frosty, Heidi, and Frank, as well as Paul Majors from Channel 2. You can see him at 11 o'clock tonight. And a major battle going on between the two heavyweights here. These guys didn't say a word to each other.
I don't know about you,
break.
Fellow Tupster, but I resent the heavyweights comment. A little tinge of social comment.
Well, I meant
in that.
A heavyweight fight. I mean, like a world champion.
By that,
you know.
While we're on, you know, body size and everything, I was driving around one day listening to Frosty, Heidi, and Frank, and my name came up, And I believe you said on the air, Frosty, in fact, I know you did.
Was it something witty, wise, charming, and funny as hell?
Inaccurate it was. Mm. You said,
4 out of 5.
You said that you and I have the same, quote, body type, close quote.
I was really cutting myself down that day.
You did say
I'm not
that.
Willing to lower my, you know, the thing is, you and I are very similar physically.
Why are you looking at me like that? Like you don't like me.
In silhouette in a dark alley, I think we'd be very, very hard to tell apart. We're very similar.
Right.
Now, I shouldn't go here because you're going to get all upset again. You'll throw another hissy fit.
No, Frosty, I don't get
I don't
upset.
Hang out with people who look like me. It's too degrading.
He hates himself, so why would he hang out with you? Yeah. That reminds him of himself.
I can do better.
Frank, all I asked was a movie. It's like all I said was, let's just go to the movie because I thought we had a common interest in President Carter. I mean, if it was a movie about off-roading and I liked off-roading, I'd call Malibu Dan and say, let's go see the movie.
Right. It wasn't a movie. It was a documentary. A movie's like Billy Elliot, Titanic,
but Heidi,
Steel Magnolias. Now we're talking movie.
You sit next to this guy every day.
Yeah.
Have you heard the references to Jimmy Carter?
Every day. Frank and I look at each other and go, how old are you, 112? We're still talking about Carter?
Usually it's an Amy Carter reference directed at you.
There was a reference about you today that I think it'll make you feel good and put the branch of peace out there, because I went home for Thanksgiving and I was playing a game called Would You Rather with my entire family.
Oh,
now,
yes.
That game can get kind of out of hand sometimes.
A little racy?
A little racy. And so I threw out a hypothetical would you rather of my own, and I said, Frosty, would you rather have sex with Brian in private or have sex with Tim in front of Elton John?
Wow.
And he said, I would rather have sex with Brian in private.
Oh, look
wow.
at that. All is
Brian.
Really.
I did say that. Come in.
Seriously. Oh.
Only because he loves Elton John and doesn't want to show anybody he's cheating on him, right?
That's so funny.
Is that right?
He doesn't want to look taken.
Yeah. He wants to seem available to Elton in case Elton never leaves David.
Have you seen the Bee Movie?
No, I haven't.
Oh, I want to see that.
Oh, well, then maybe you and I will go. I'm going to strike up a friendship with one of the three of you if it's the last thing I do.
Maybe Frank and I and you could go to see the Bee Movie.
That would be nice.
Never heard of it. Why do they market it a little bit?
Tim doesn't invite me places.
No, I don't. But this is also, I mean, if you've listened to our show, you know that Brian is a big fan of Lowe. He's a big fan of Barry Manilow.
When you say big, you do mean
major.
A metaphorically huge, large.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
Right, yeah.
Just major fan of Elton John and also of Barry Manilow.
Well, again.
And he's actually.
You always send the wrong message.
He actually has been standing online for a concert of Barry Manilow with a male friend of his in Las Vegas.
Oh, my.
Tim, the way.
And I thought to myself, I would rather kill myself than stand in line with a friend.
You camped out for Barry Manilow?
No, I did not camp out.
He's a fan of Lowe, Frank.
I did not camp out. This is how.
But he has a sly way of asking a friend of his to the Barry Manilow concert. His friend will be gambling blackjack, drinking and smoking, and he'll slide a ticket to Barry Manilow.
It's like, it's a seductive method of just kind of sliding the... By the way, those tickets are expensive. If you see Barry Manilow with me, you sit in the intimate stage side seating.
Right. But how do you take the stink off the fact that the two of you are standing in line for the concert? I mean, are you wearing a football helmet?
Tim,
are you carrying a Heisman trophy?
Tim.
How do you take the stink off?
I am a stud online for Barry Manilow. Most of the dudes are like in heels.
Yeah.
So...
That's my point.
I'm like a real dude. I'm like you there. You know, I'm like the you there. But look, here's your problem. Your problem, Tim, is that you're too judgmental. I'm a big Barry Manilow fan. I used to grow up, my mom would be listening to the music, so it reminds me of childhood.
Did you have a poster on your wall?
No, I don't, Frank.
Oh, Mandy, you
did you
came
ever?
And
no.
you
no.
gave without taking.
You
but
have
I sent you away, oh, Mandy. I love it.
No,
I just
sing it.
I love it. I weep.
Do you have an autographed picture of him?
Yes, I do. I've been in broadcasting, you know, for...
21 years.
21 years. Thank
you. I hear that every night.
Thank you, Tim. And of all of the people I've met, celebrities, I've asked one for an autograph. And it was Barry Manilow. And he was so...
Jerry, please.
He was so nice.
Jerry.
And he is just so great in concert, and Elton John is great. Now, I've seen Guns N' Roses, too. I've seen, like, Billy Joel. I saw Kiss. I see studly stuff, too, Tim.
But no autographed pictures.
That is correct.
The same guy saw Kiss and Manilow?
That is correct.
He's well-rounded.
I have,
and I don't mean that in a fat way. I mean you're.
How many personalities do you have?
There's nothing wrong with my musical selections. I like concerts. I like to see these people. And by the way, when I go, by the way, Frosty, who didn't go with me to the movie,
send me an email. Maybe I'll get back with you.
When I go out, I go out,
my friend.
Yeah. When I go out, I get a nice meal. I mean, an expensive meal. And I would have bought it for you. And
tell
everything.
You what. Tell you what. Wow. Send me an email. My address is noeffinway.com.
I can't believe, though, you still have an unread email.
Yes.
From Brian Whitman.
See, I couldn't delete it because he would know that I deleted it unread. So
what's more insulting? Yeah. Well, reading it for 8 months?
Well, yeah, you know, the silence was, I couldn't let him know that he got to me.
Is there an expiration where
that I got
it'll go
to you?
Away?
Are you a lunatic?
You didn't get to me, but I didn't want you to think that you did, so I didn't click read.
See,
I wanted you to know that it was unread, thinking, oh.
If Frosty deletes it right away, it looks like, well, maybe he was just running through and clearing out his email and didn't see it.
Because
right.
It says.
But if I've been there since October. You know he's seen it.
But the head games.
And he never opened
it.
But it says
deleted. Are there any other unopened emails you have?
No, just his. Just his.
What did I do to you?
See, when you delete a mail, someone at AOL can know that it was deleted unread. I didn't want you to know that I didn't want to read your email.
So you
so I just
care.
Left it unread.
You're not curious as to what's in there?
I have no... Are you kidding me?
I'm unsending it tonight.
Have you heard the last half hour? It's stuff like that, probably.
Can you unsend something?
I don't bother.
I had no idea.
Oh, hi.
You're a lunatic.
All right, folks, turn on
You're doing your nightly radio show from our newsroom. Tim Conway Jr., Brian Whitman, and Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
Thank
you. 97.1 Free FM. And also understand that you brought along Al Gore with you as well?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Well, that's right. I was at the White House yesterday, and it was kind of interesting. I said to the president, wow, this is what it looks like on the inside.
It looked a little uncomfortable, the picture, right, of George Bush and Al Gore.
Absolutely.
There. Hey, look, Al, you know, make yourself comfortable, no problem. Just don't sit behind that big desk.
All right, now Frosty, Heidi, and Frank are with us, and I guess they've prepared something, or you guys have something for KCAL,
well,
huh?
Well, no, we know that, and I don't know if the people here at KCAL 9 know that you recently got a very prestigious award in Los Angeles radio.
Oh, I see, right, yes. Thank
you
very much.
You were voted the most listened to night show in Los Angeles. That's a huge
thank
deal,
you very
right?
Much. Thank
and I mean,
thank
we
you
love
much.
You, and we would do anything thank for you. You. I said today, Tim Conway, on the show, on our show, that I love you so much, and I love Brian Whitman too, but I love you so much that if you asked me to help you paint your house, I would. I
is
just,
that right?
Yeah, I just, I'm very fond of you.
Down.
I'm very fond of you.
It's amazing. Yeah. Of the 25 nighttime listeners,
wow.
You got the majority.
You got the majority, right.
We got the guys sleeping in their cars.
And I don't know
it
if
said more people fall asleep to Conway and Whitman
hey,
than any other show.
A win's
at night.
A win, you know what I mean?
And I choose to celebrate a
thank
win.
Thank you very much.
And so,
you got us something?
Well, you know, to celebrate, I got a little. We got a little bottle of champagne.
Look at that. Thank you very much.
Now, I don't know if Brian, forgive me, I don't know if you drink or not, so I didn't know if...
Like a fish.
Okay, because I wasn't sure, but I do know that you do enjoy...
prescriptions?
You know, yeah, pills. So I did bring a little something.
Actually, those are birth control pills. You got to take 5 to get a buzz.
So I didn't want to leave anybody out. Okay. You know what I mean?
Thank you very much.
No, actually, they're chocolate-covered almonds. I figured you would enjoy.
Oh, damn it!
But there's pills inside of those. It's kind of like you're giving them to a dog. Right.
I was hoping for Aquadots.
By almond, I mean Xanax.
You know, I was listening. Harold Green was talking about the surfs down in Del Mar. I don't know about, I don't know what he calls consider surfing, but every time I'm down there, I see him at the racetrack.
Well, you you and his racetrack deal.
Poor Harold and Pat.
I was there one day with no shoes on and no money. You know, and you're going to hold that against me forever.
Hey, you know what? We want to thank you guys. You know, Heidi, you make a great point by bringing them champagne. The guys are really class act because they actually fed us some steak today for their big win. So thanks for sharing.
You're great guys.
Hey, one more thing, though. What did that set you back? How much you got to shell out to get that kind of deal?
Well, it was 12 people at $200 a piece, $2,400, but don't worry about it.
No, I'm talking about the award you got.
Oh, I see the award.
you were being mean is what you were being.
Let's see, 40 bucks for the champagne and about 12 bucks for the almonds.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
All right, you guys.
Hey, who loves Barry Manilow?
Brian
Whitman.
Here's what I am. A Barry Manilow fan who pops pills and drinks champagne and doesn't get legitimate awards for his radio show. I'm real glad I showed up here tonight.
And that's his singles ad.
Yeah. Okay, kids, thanks for tuning in tonight. Hey, that's Tim, Brian, Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
That's
there you
right.
Go.
Or the usual suspects, as we call them.
And they'll be here all evening, so we'll check.
All right, folks, that is fantastic. Guys, thank you very much for doing this. We got to take a quick break here, but thank you for the champagne.
You're
welcome.
That. We love
and
you guys.
I actually would like to give a bottle to you guys because you guys won Best Daytime Show.
Yes. Oh, did we? Oh, that's wrong. Oh, it slipped our minds.
Thanks for mentioning that after we're off the TV.
Yeah, thanks.
All right? After they go away from the camera shot.
The whole reason I did that to stroke you was to stroke us, and Pat Harvey would know how cool we are.
Ever heard of reciprocation?
How about this? Okay. We promise to do it while Danny Bonaducci's
on. Yes. Would you? That's even better.
All right.
Oh, ask them what place they came.
I promise you at 9:30. At 9:30, we'll put this in the chair that you guys will be leaving.
Thank you. All right.
For Danny and say, make congratulations.
Sure you, make sure you leave the almonds here, too.
All right. We got to take a short break. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. Paul Majors joins us from Channel 2. He's on 11 o'clock. And also, Frosty, Heidi, and Frank every single day on the station from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and kicking ass the ratings, too. The number one show on the station.
And next year we'll be in stereo, starting in January, in stereophonic sound.
Excellent,
and
excellent.
And in color.
And that's 09. We're in color.
Yeah, we almost didn't make it down here tonight, but it's hard to tell these guys no. Yeah. I mean, after they fill you up with Aquanauts that was stuffed in the prime rib, they pretty much, you know, you do whatever they want.
I'm feeling sleepy all
after
of a sudden.
After I got my ass chewed out by Jack for that email I sent today.
That was a kick-ass email, by the way.
I apologize to Jack Silver if he's listening. I used some foul language in an email today. I shouldn't have done that.
I saw words in that email I didn't even know existed.
Yeah, I know. But I thought that CBS would filter those words out, but they did not.
Heidi, when you say you're feeling sleepy, you're ahead by about 2 hours in this radio station.
All right. It's the Conway and Whitman Show. Frost, Eddie, and Frank join us. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM, joined by Paul Majors from Channel 2. You can see him at 11 o'clock tonight. And Frosty, Heidi, and Frank, you can hear him every morning from 10 a.m. till 3 p.m.
Thanks, Tim.
Yeah. Wow. 5 hours every morning.
Well,
huh?
It's tough.
Sort of.
Yeah. Especially that last hour.
Last hour, man. What do? You take the script from the first hour and just try to...
Let's do it over
as close
again.
As possible.
We try to replicate exactly what we said, 10 to 11, and say it just like we said it. It's tough.
Does it get close?
It's a synchronization skill.
I do have to mention, before we get out of here, that last segment was actually on KCAL 9, and I'm the only one sitting here at this desk that doesn't have any makeup on.
Oh.
And I'm the one who needed it the most. I shaved off my beard last night, and I have these two Vesuvian chin horns, and we're on HDTV, and the lady spent 3.5 hours on Frosty's face and Heidi's face. I mean, you could put icing on a turd, it's still a turd. I'm the good-looking one on the program. I need to cover the blemishes.
Well, why didn't you go back there?
I was there. I was waiting the entire time. And all of a sudden, oh, we got to go back on 30 seconds. I'm like, are we going on TV? No, that's like 10 more minutes. So I come out here, 2 minutes to TV. Crap. This is high def.
Right.
And he's trying to pick this up on Jackie
horrible.
Johnson, so it's not going
Jackie's going to see this.
Yes, she is.
All right. Well, from what we understand, Jackie's on TV right now on Channel 9.
Look at that.
She's getting back together with her old boyfriend.
Right.
How do you know that, really?
Yeah, well, Brian Whitman asked her out.
Well, kind of misrepresenting what
she also never answered the email.
Did you offer to take her to Fuddruckers?
No, I had understood.
You want to take her to the Jimmy Carter movie?
I understood she was an admirer of Jimmy Carter. No, what happened was we were here one night, and Tim said to me, it was at the very end of the show, and Tim said to me, and I know he wasn't telling the truth, commercial break. Hey, ba-boom. Come here, hey, Whitman, come here, dude. Hey, ba-boom. Jackie Effin Johnson, man. She asked me if you were single, dude. I swear to Christ, man. I said, you're lying to me. Don't do this to me. So then she's here, and she said, and I don't really know if she's into me or not, and I assume she isn't, you know, of course.
Right.
I mean, if Frosty's not returning your emails, Jackie Johnson wants to bang you. I mean, you know, in what universe do those two things happen? So then she springs on me. Oh, I'm back with my boyfriend. And, you know, we were talking about dogs and how much we both like dogs. And then she says, yeah. I said, well, what about the guy from Florida? She said, oh, we were kind of back together. I just got up and I walked out.
Yeah, he left the show.
Oh.
Yeah. Very, very. And she was upset because she thought she really upset you.
Well, I was totally embarrassed.
Now are you not only arguing with Frosty, with Danny Bonaducci and Tom Likas, but you've made enemies here.
Tim, I am
it
not.
It must be everybody else.
Tim, I am not arguing with Tom Likas. There is no feud. I do not talk about him.
I have never, ever had a crossword with Danny Bonaducci, ever. I love Danny Bonaducci. If he doesn't like me or if he's mad at me.
Well, we'll find out the next hour. He's coming in.
Is he coming in?
Yeah.
But I think what is in. This?
I don't
know. You know, I don't know what goes on at work, but let me just help you out here, bro. All these desks that are behind us here when you guys were on TV.
Right.
Those are always full every night. But when they found out the radio show was going to be here, they all moved.
That's right. You see certain there are purses on certain ones, jackets on the backs of chairs.
It's like a ghost town.
We've got to take a break here. Paul, thanks for coming on. Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. Paul Majors, everybody.
Anytime,
you guys are the best.
We love you.
And Brian, Danny Bonaducci coming up at 9 o'clock.
I'm so nervous. I'm getting like a stomach ache now.
Must be a big ache.
Yeah, we'll find out. What his feud is with Danny Bonaducci. It's Conway Whitman live at 97.1 Free FM.